Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
He's back from Alaska, and joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Blois Olson with the Morning Take. Good morning, Blois. How was your visit with your son, who's playing junior hockey up there?
It was great, Benita. Thanks for asking. It's an adventure. I'm always up for an adventure, but even this one was. It's not an easy place to get to, Fairbanks, Alaska. He actually lives in North Pole, Alaska.
Cool.
So if any listeners need to know what Santa's thinking, I visited Santa in North Pole and Mrs. Claus, and I've got copies of the lists, and you know we'll be taking note of those as we go here. But no, it was great. You know, I often say Minnesotans are hardy, but we don't really hold our own when it comes to their kind of hardy. And I'll just put it in perspective as we look at Paul Douglas saying plowable snow.
Yeah.
Most of the roads in Alaska do not get plowed,
Oh my gosh,
for the record.
Really?
So, more on that later.
Goodness. Okay, that's interesting. What an adventure. I love it. And glad he's doing so well. There are a lot of job vacancies right now in Governor Tim Walz's cabinet. I think that six new commissioners are going to fill vacancies. Is that unusual in a second term to lose that many? And who's going to fill all these? You know, are there some good candidates for them?
It's not unusual. I think it's normal for in the second term. You look at folks like Department of Health, Dr. Jan Malcolm. You know, look, she went through the pandemic. She had served in previous administrations. She's of an age that she deserves to rightfully retire. And so it's time to do that. You know, I think one of the questions is what kind of candidates can Governor Walz attract to a second term? And I think a lot of that has to do with what's his agenda. And he hasn't laid out a big agenda going forward. And these commissioners are going to be charged with trying to figure it out. The other challenge is that, well, they are paid well. They're not paid as well as executives at companies and things like that. And so when it comes to recruiting or, you know, your own personal goals and retirement, state government, a commissioner job isn't necessarily lucrative, and it shouldn't necessarily be lucrative, but it should be probably competitive with the private sector, and these jobs aren't. But the idea that the governor said called out folks to get their packets in does kind of confirm a sense we've heard that they are worried about getting enough candidates to make sure that they have the best candidates.
But he wants these positions filled by mid-December?
It's pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
There's some logical names that I don't want to throw out, but you could see a couple old commissioners coming back. You could see some legislators who left the legislature be nominated to serve in these roles, too. So we'll just wait and see. And as I get names, I'll certainly report them.
Okay. Be a good deal. Speaking of former lawmakers, Ryan Winkler wrote a piece in the Star Tribune in the opinion section about marijuana legislation. Of course, he really has worked hard to get this to move along. And this could be the session where it happens.
It is likely the session that it happens. There's no doubt that most Democrats have been in favor of this. There will be opposition. I think it's going to be not whether or not it becomes legal, but how it becomes legal, how people are able to have a license to sell, how people are have a license to grow in other states that this has happened. That's where the challenges are. And then there's also some financial challenges because you know, it's still illegal federally. And so some financial institutions refuse to bank marijuana producers and distributors. So we'll see. I will say this. I was in Alaska. It is legal. And it was prevalent, but not as prevalent as, say, like a California or a Colorado, if people have been there. It seemed much more kind of, you know, it's there if you want it, rather than marketed heavily.
It is interesting to see. I have a friend whose son is is in law enforcement in Colorado, and it is challenging. You know, he said it's challenging from the law enforcement aspect, and I know those are some of the people who are most concerned about it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, how do we get the morning take? We need to kind of get regrouped and get back into the swing of things after time off.
Sure. You just go to fluence-newsletters.com and you can sign up for Morning Take or any of our tip sheets there, Vanita.
Good deal. Any Cyber Monday deals you're going for today?
No, but like you, I kept clicking on these these emails over the weekend, and then there'd be like a buy something, get this. And
yes.
I wanted the this, but I couldn't find anything to buy. So, and I had some airport time yesterday, and just let me tell you that I did not make any major purchases yesterday, but that it made time fly shopping my emails.
Oh, it is wonderful, isn't it? I love that. I love it when they target you. All right. Good to talk to you, Blaise.
Sounds good. Bye, Vinny.
Take care.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.